Silence from establishment media over Seth Rich WikiLeaks report. By BenQ on May 16, 2017. Update: Fox News has since issued a retraction for their report that Rich leaked thousands of internal emails to WikiLeaks. Left-wing media outlets including The New York Times and CNN have so far failed to cover a Fox News report revealing that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich had been in contact with WikiLeaks. On Tuesday morning, Fox News reported that Rich, who was murdered in Washington, D.C. last July, sent 44,053 emails and 17,761 attachments to deceased investigative reporter Gavin McFadden, a man with close links to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. My investigation up to this point shows there was some degree of email exchange between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks, an investigative source told Fox. I do believe that the answers to who murdered Seth Rich sits on his computer on a shelf at the D.C. police or FBI headquarters. On July 22 last year, the WikiLeaks published emails implicating the DNC in attempting to derail Bernie Sanders' campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. If proven, the report has the potential to be one of the biggest cover-ups in American political history, dispelling the widespread claim that the Russians were behind hacks on the DNC. However, there has been silence from nearly all the establishment media outlets, including The New York Times, ABC, CNN and the BBC, who have refused to cover the story. Instead, the outlets have been focusing on an unproven claim made by The Washington Post that Donald Trump had shared some highly classified information with the Russian foreign minister and ambassador to the U.S., despite it being legal to do so. Meanwhile, The Washington Post published an article mocking conservatives for focusing on the Fox News report rather than their own story. Some of the few outlets to report on the story include The Washington Times, Mediaite and The Washington Examiner. You can follow BenQ on Facebook, on Twitter at @ben_q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.